more than two genders. There used to be many Native nations who recognized three or four or five or more genders as the norm. It wasn't just within the LGBTQ community, but within the nation as a whole. Wiwa was born into one of these places. The Pueblo of Zuni, located in what is now New Mexico, assigned gender based on how a child acted, who they were as a person, and not just how their body looked. Actually, many Native American tribes saw gender more fluidly than other cultures and still do today. Wiwa, who would have been assigned male at birth in most cultures, was a Tamana. In her Pueblo of Zuni community, that means she was able to carry out not only traditional male roles, but also traditionally female roles she was drawn to.